Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Satanic Temple and the Statue of Baphomet that they've been promising. Looks like it is going to be unveiled very soon. We'll tell you more about that here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've been talking a lot about file sharing and the music industry, extorting artists, copyright. Happy birthday, apparently. Is it going to have its copyright overturned? Lots of the topics we've been discussing so far include those, but you can also bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, and you can do that by dialing us at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Just send a quick contact request on Skype. We'll approve you, and it'll be good to go to call from that point forward. Pete has been waiting patiently through the news in South Carolina, in Columbia, listening to WQXL. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. I was going to say, as far as data mining goes, it sounds like some of your listeners, or and a lot of people, have a very naive view of how significant it is and the information that they're actually sharing. So if you just have a Facebook account and you sign in, for instance, and you don't have to put up what your birthday is or your likes or this or that. Just based on who your friends are and where you sign in and how you sign in addition to all of the credit card data that they have, all of the purchases that you make, 15 years ago, they had a pretty good indicator within like 85% as to whether or not you're going to get divorced based on your credit card balances, your income, and where you live. Nowadays,
really?
It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing what they have. And there have been examples where women were sent congratulations on being pregnant by Target Company before the women knew that they were pregnant. And I don't know if that's based on the products that they're buying at Target, but, you know, credit cards,
probably.
Store credit cards and others are constantly sending out things nowadays. Well, that's true. That's possible, but you got to think about it. I mean, you could always stop at another place to get, say, feminine products. So they had to have some other, you know, rubric to figure that out. And it's really impressive the amount of data that they can get about everything from your sexuality and your religion to your income and all sorts of things that you don't think that you're sharing. But actually, there's a metric, because this data mining isn't just with what you put on there. There's terabytes of information that they're comparing to other users, discrete users that you interact with and how you interact with those users. So it's the data mining is actually so much more powerful than most people really realize.
Are you involved in the industry?
No. You know, I was a federal agent about 15 years ago on an electronic crimes task force. And I mean, what I know, I would be a dinosaur now in comparison.
Wow.
But at the same time, you know, if you read, this is the thing I think that's the scariest. For human behavior, I mean, when there's a new kind of trend with free economics and all these is behavioral economics. And what's happened is they've realized that people aren't all, we all say, oh, if the market works this way, everybody will act in their best interest. And we realize that people don't really always act in their best interest. And what's happened is with data mining is that a lot of major companies and corporations are actually able to predict your behavior nowadays, likely better than you are able to predict your own behavior. So
that's creepy.
I think it's just by what you're putting up on Facebook or what you're putting up somewhere. There's a whole lot more to it than that. And now with our GPS locations, whether it's pinpoint or I keep mine off as well, but I agree with what one of you was saying earlier to the other, that likely doesn't, you know, just the towers that you're pinging off and other things will give most of the information. And with satellites now strong enough to reach, and not just military satellite information, but with pole cameras and things like that, keeping up with the license plates of cars and that, it's actually not very difficult, even without your cell phone on or your cell phone on you, to figure
out what it
most likely is.
If you don't want your cell phone to be identified as far as where its location is by the network, then the only solution is to take the battery out. That will solve your problem.
There are some people that even claim that with the battery out, it
can
still be
ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, that's total.
I know it's ridiculous.
Conspiracy
and
theory.
Horse poo. But there are people that are going to claim all kinds of things.
True. Hey, Pete, good call, man. Thanks for the info tonight. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. Let's continue. Actually, go over to Skype where Stephen is on the line. Stephen in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, you guys were talking about Amazon Prime the other night and using Purse.io and only being able to receive your items with the Prime if they had the membership. But if you buy a gift card for the exact amount of your item from Amazon on your wish list, you can then put that on your account and have the tracking number and get your Prime as well. So.
Okay, slow down for a second here. You're talking about Purse, which is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. I've been a huge fan of Purse since before they came on board with Free Talk Live. But we'd like to give out the Purse Free Talk Live URL. It's purse.freetalklive.com. That takes you to a special landing page that when you sign up for Purse will allow Free Talk Live to get a very small portion of each purchase that you make at that point. So please go to purse.freetalklive.com to get signed up. I guess the one thing I didn't know, I knew you could buy Amazon gift cards through Purse, so if you want to save 20 to 25% or whatever, even more possibly, but the average is 20% on things bought in the United States on Purse. You can get anything you want on Amazon at 20% off with Purse by paying with Bitcoin, including gift cards. But the thing that I have not yet seen work, because I've tried it, is I think you can only get the physical gift cards with Purse. Have you been able to get electronic gift card delivery with Purse? Because I haven't seen that.
I haven't tried it yet. I have a bid on there, but it hasn't been accepted yet. I was going to try it right now, but I just thought that why would it be any different to buy a gift card if you're not going to get 20%?
I could not get Amazon. The reason why I couldn't get it to work, and again, I'm not saying maybe it's just me. So for people that don't know, when you're on purse.freetalklive.com, what you do is you have an Amazon wish list. You add items to the wish list that you want. Then you ingest that wish list into purse.freetalklive.com.
The way you do it to get a bigger percentage, you can do instant buy where you don't put anything in a wish list and it gives you like a guaranteed 8%.
Yeah, I've never tried the instant buy, so I can't say for sure this would be different. But let me explain what happened with me with trying the wish list. Basically, Amazon would not allow me to add that item to the wish list. You can't add an electronically delivered gift card to a wish list. At least in my experience, I could not do it. I've tried multiple times in different ways to do that. So I ended up having to add the physical gift card, which worked. So I added, like, let's say I want to get a $200 gift card at 20% off. I go and I add a $200 gift card to my wish list, ingest that wish list into Purse, and then it goes into the system. I select 20% off, and somebody will buy it for me, which is pretty awesome. But then you still get, you know, you still have to wait a day to get the gift card. Amazon actually ships their gift cards. Amazingly, they ship them overnight, which is crazy. It's like a one-day shipping on their gift card. So, I mean, I would rather get the electronic delivery. That way it can be instantaneous, but it just doesn't seem to work in my experience. And you're saying you did successfully add an electronic gift card to your wish list?
Well, yeah, it said the amount was on there, and you did it with the grocery as well.
I guess there's a lot of maybe there's some technical details I'm missing on this, but you know, Purse is really amazing. However you decide to use it, and there are different ways to approach it. So I would recommend dropping by purse.freetalklive.com.
Well, either way, you know, just getting the gift card at 20% off, you know, is still better than.
Yeah, because what you were saying was that you would get the gift card at a discount, then you could use your discounted gift card to buy things on Amazon instantly and get your Amazon Prime at the same time. So thanks, Stephen, for your call tonight, man. We're kind of breaking up on your connection a little bit, but thank you for the call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And it looks like you can do the a $50 electronic gift card through the Instant Buy, which saves you 5%. So it's 5, not 8, but you know, close enough.
And that's cool.
That's an instant buy instead of having to wait a couple of hours, maybe a couple of days.
I don't mind waiting, personally. I mean, that's
there are some people that, you know, when they want to buy something, they want to buy it right now.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, for the people that don't want to wait but still want a discount, you can get 5% immediately.
Purse.freetalklive.com. You can get all those discounts, but you got to pay with Bitcoin.
Yes,
that's the thing, which is a great reason to go and get some Bitcoin, which you can get at expresscoin.com. Welcome back. We got the Satanic Temple and their statue of Baphomet, which is going to be revealed later this month, apparently, in Detroit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything you want to join us here on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and that means it's the same as every other night. We do the show 7 nights a week live, and as always, you can call in and bring up anything you want to discuss with you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there, and you can get interactive in a variety of ways. Our chat room, for instance, is available to you at any time. It's most busy during Free Talk Live's live content. Or as well as some of the other LRN.FM shows. But it's there for you around the clock over at cam.freetalklive.com. It actually gives you access to the webcam, too, which is all free over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy the various different features we have there. Now, if you want to still talk about the music industry or Facebook and data mining or the Pirate Bay founders being acquitted, you can certainly do that. We're going to move on to the Satanic Temple, unless you had something else to add, Daryl.
I did not.
So, the Satanic Temple has been in the news over the last year or so, I would say, with their plans to put a statue of Baphomet at the Oklahoma State Capitol grounds. If you recall, there was a Ten Commandments monument that was at the Oklahoma State Capitol grounds, and essentially it was there with government permission. It had been there for a little while, from what I understand. The folks from the Satanic Temple decided, well, you know, freedom of religion and everything, we should be able to get our own statue. If you're going to let the Ten Commandments statue stand on the state property, then you should allow anyone who, any religious group who wants to have themselves a statue there, also do the same thing. And, of course, what Oklahoma did after the Satanic Temple announced that was they announced, the Oklahoma government announced that they would be having a moratorium on any new statues being allowed on the Oklahoma State Capitol grounds. Subsequently, someone ran a car into the Ten Commandments statue, and I don't know if it has been rebuilt since then. It's been a little while since I've followed the case.
I know that there has actually been a court case about this.
In Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma, and the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that the Oklahoma Constitution, basically, there's, I forget the exact wording, but there's a prohibition on displaying anything that favors one religion over another.
Right.
So the Oklahoma State Supreme Court basically said, it's got to go. The governor of Oklahoma came out a couple of days ago and said, well, we need to change the Constitution so
wow.
that it allows, is allowed to stay because they've got one of these in Texas, and the U.S. Supreme Court said that one's okay.
So the current court order is to remove the Ten Commandments statue?
I that believe right? that's the court order, yes.
Interesting. I wonder if it's actually been pulled down at this point. So if you know more, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. But according to RT.com, the Satanic Temple plans to unveil a large statue dedicated to the devil in the city of Detroit later this month, despite intensified protests by church leaders and residents that have caused the original venue to back out of the event. Originally slated to be unveiled on July 25th, at Burt's Warehouse in Detroit, before the venue canceled its involvement, the 9-foot bronze statue of Baphomet, a goat-like idol with a man's body, horns, and wings, originally associated with the Knights Templar. The statue reportedly weighs 1 ton and is, again, made of bronze, as already mentioned. On its website, the Satanic Temple said the state is, quote, intended to complement and contrast the Ten Commandments monument, I think they mean the statue, not the state. The statue is intended to complement and contrast the Ten Commandments monument that already resides on Oklahoma State Capitol grounds. The spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, Lucian Greaves, said in a statement, quote, earlier this year, that the statue will serve as a beacon calling for compassion and empathy among all living creatures. The statue will also have a functional purpose as a chair where people of all ages may sit on the top of Satan for inspiration and contemplation.
Hold on. Are they making this of Satan or Baphomet? Because those are...
They're different, right?
Different entities, I thought.
That's what I thought, too. I can't say I'm intimately familiar with Satanism and the various different symbols or whatever. Here's Baphomet from Wikipedia. It's a term originally used to describe an idol or other deity the Knights Templar were accused of worshipping, and that subsequently was incorporated into disparate occult and mystical traditions. It appeared as a term for a pagan idol in trial transcripts in the Inquisition of the Knights Templar in the early 14th century. The name first came into popular English usage in the 19th century with debate and speculation on the reasons for the suppression of the Templars. Since 1856, the name Baphomet has been associated with a sabbatical goat, image drawn by Eliphas Levy, which contains binary elements representing the sum total of the universe, e.g. male and female, good and evil, etc. So, I don't know, it doesn't say right there in the first paragraph that it tends to be confused with Satan.
Yeah, so I pulled up the same thing and did the control F, mm-hmm. which is the find function, typed in Satan, and most of the references are about the Church of Satan using Baphomet as a symbol.
Hmm. Well, I guess you'll have to tell us if you know more about the Church of Satan, exactly the relationship of Baphomet with it. But nonetheless, that's the symbol they've chosen here, and according to, let's see, RT, although the statue was originally meant to stand alongside the Ten Commandments monument in Oklahoma, the state Supreme Court, as you reported, Daryl, has recently ruled the monument must be removed because government property cannot be used to show support for any religion. Now, without a home for the statue, the Satanic Temple, and that, by the way, was probably the best choice for the government in Oklahoma to make because it's either all or nothing. You either allow every religion to have some sort of display at the state capitol. If you're going to allow one, you have to allow others.
Yes.
Or you can allow none, right? So it's
yes.
all or nothing.
Right, but like I said, the governor of Oklahoma is saying we need to change the state constitution to allow this monument to stand.
Which is crazy, and I don't think that'll fly, but then again, it is Oklahoma.
Right, but, you know, if they change the wording to say, you know, religious symbolism can be displayed on the state house, then they have to allow the Baphomet statue.
Well, it sounded to me like what you were saying was the governor wanted to change it so only the Christian one would be allowed.
Okay, and then that would
get
thrown out
by
a federal court. So
right.
No matter what they do,
yeah.
They're either not going to have the Ten Commandments statue, or they're going to have that plus a bunch of other stuff.
According to the story at RT, the without a home for the statue, the Satanic Temple is considering applying for a space near a Ten Commandments monument at the Arkansas State Capitol, according to Fox News. Director of the Detroit Satanic Temple chapter and their national spokeswoman, Jex Blackmore, told Fox, quote, "The message behind Baphomet is a reconciliation of the opposites, not this call to arms of one against one, but a merging of the two. That's part of the reason that it can only exist standing next to the Ten Commandments. That's part of the message. We wouldn't want to proselytize as a single voice in the public square." So basically, they've now got this one-ton bronze statue of Baphomet that they planned to have. They'd been working on this for quite a while, but their ultimate goal of putting it in Oklahoma City is no longer on the table. So they're looking around the country to find wherever else the Ten Commandments might be in statue form, and they would like to locate Baphomet next to it. We'll talk more about the Satanic Temple and the backlash that has happened in the Detroit community over this proposed revealing of the statue at a location which is subsequently pulled out due to likely very upset people calling them, would be my guess. Your thoughts on the Satanic Temple are certainly welcome here on Free Talk Live, and maybe know a thing or two about Baphomet as well. You can enlighten us. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
We're talking about the Satanic Temple. They are back in the news again. The statue that they have been building for quite a while now has it's prepared. It's done. It's apparently 1 ton. It's a bronze statue, 9 foot tall, with the statue of Baphomet. And I guess he's somehow related to the Satanic Temple. I'm not real sure exactly how, but we haven't done the digging to really figure that out yet. And so if you know more about that, you're welcome to share the history of Baphomet, 855-450-FREE. But they are planning a special unveiling in Detroit, which is the home to the organization's first chapter. Initially, this was going to be sent down to Oklahoma City at the Oklahoma State Capitol building, where it was to sit next to the Ten Commandments monument that had been there for a little while. And now the Oklahoma Supreme Court has basically said that the Ten Commandments needs to be removed because government property can't be used to show support for any religion. So that effectively prevents the Satanic Temple from locating the Baphomet in Oklahoma City. So they're trying to find a new location. And there has been a backlash from the community in Detroit. They were going to unveil it at a place called, Burt's Warehouse, but I guess they backed out. And they've made it even tougher now to pull off the group the groups revealing that they had hoped that it would be. Feeling the heat, Burt's Warehouse pulled out of the event, leaving the Satanic Temple, searching for another venue. This according to RT.com. The group told local TV station WXYZ that it was disappointed in the decision, but that it still plans to continue with its unveiling on the same date at an unnamed location. Local church leaders have banded together to oppose the statue and declared their intent to organize a protest on the same day that the state is revealed. They keep calling it a state. I don't know. That's the second time they use the word state in this RT story when I think they mean statue.
Probably, and it's one of those things to where if you misspell it, spell check isn't going to tell you that you spelled it wrong because state is a word.
Pastor David Bullock of the St. Matthew Baptist Church told Christian Today, quote, "The last thing we need in a city where we're fighting against violence and fighting against economic problems and unemployment and the water crisis is a statue dedicated to Satan right downtown." He further added, quote, "They're bringing a Baphomet statue to the city of Detroit, valorizing, elevating Satan. This is not even a real religion in my estimation," he said. Is the Church of Satan a real religion?
I don't know. I've not looked into whatever their doctrine is. I don't know if they have a doctrine other than, let's give people a hard time and make fun of stuff.
I should clarify, I misspoke there. I said the Church of Satan when I meant the Satanic Temple. They are two different satanic churches. So the Church of Satan, I believe, is the Levian Satanist, if I'm not mistaken.
I have no clue. You know more about this than I do.
Yeah, well, Anton LaVey wrote the Satanic Bible, and that's sort of the book of the Church of Satan, from my understanding. And now you've got the Satanic Temple, and maybe they are on board with the Levian Satanism. I don't really know. But the news we've read about them in the past, the interviews, have suggested that they seem to exist for the purpose of trolling. That's basically that they're atheists, that many of them are actually atheists and not, in point of fact, worshippers of Satan, and that they're just trying to mess with, some of the Christian churches.
Right. So just call yourselves, the Association of Atheists.
Well, but then they wouldn't be able to claim that they were a religion, right? So if you're an atheist, one of the things you can't generally do is be religious, by virtue of the fact that you are an atheist. So if the atheists say that they're Satanists, and they sort of put on that cloak of Satan, if you will, then they would have the ability to get this thing located next to the Ten Commandments.
I don't know. I think that, someone could start the Church of Atheism. And, it would be interesting seeing their doctrines.
Yeah.
But, they could certainly try it. They would be as legitimate of, a church as the Temple of Satan that doesn't actually worship Satan.
But maybe, I don't know what they claim. It's been a while since I've been to the temple's website. We can pull that up if necessary. But meanwhile, the temple has marked the occasion as a special one, saying it will serve as a call to arms for the group to begin a fight, quote, "in the name of individual rights to free exercise against self-serving theocrats," unquote. A recent story by Vice News highlighted one aspect of this battle, describing the group's effort to challenge the laws restricting abortion on the grounds that such regulations actually violate a temple member's First Amendment right to freedom of religion. According to Vice, the temple believes that an individual's body is inviolable, and therefore only he or she can decide what to do with it, because the group also believes a fetus is not a person, but rather, quote, "tissue that belongs to a woman," unquote. It's up to the woman and not the state to determine whether or not to keep it. Now, that's a whole other discussion, and I do tend to lean more on the side of that particular belief. I imagine you might disagree with me on that, Daryl.
If we're talking about, just should abortion be legal,
mm-hmm.
I would say yes. Although I do think that there should be more educational outreach to try to dissuade people from having abortions.
Right.
So, I know that there are some people that, they're like, abortion should be legal and encouraged and, advocate abortion. But I don't think that, you know, that's something that people should do, but they should not go to jail or be threatened with death for wanting to do it.
You would rather use persuasion rather than the threat of the violence of the state to persuade people to come to the same conclusions that you have.
Yes.
And that's truly
and
the libertarian.
I don't want taxpayer money being spent for either the education or the actual procedures.
Yeah, and that's truly the libertarian viewpoint is... You know, hey, it's really none of my business, but here's my opinion. If you'd like, I'd like you to agree with it. That's more of the libertarian persuasion. Also, you can persuade with money, too. You can try to convince somebody with logic, or you can also say, hey, look, lady, we'll buy your fetus, or, you know, we'll buy the baby when it comes out, or we'll give you a cash incentive to have it. So that would be another persuasive means that isn't really speaking to the person.
Right. So you find somebody that is looking to have a child but for some reason can't get pregnant, and you connect them that with somebody that is pregnant but doesn't want a child. And then you try to work out some kind of deal to where you're like, all right, Lady A that's pregnant, you have the baby, and then you give it to Lady B.
Mm-hmm.
And
collect a check for your trouble. Because it's costly, right, to go through the process of having a baby, tests and doctors and birthing and all of that. It's costly. There are cheaper ways to do it with, like, home births and things like that.
Right.
And avoiding the sort of the mainstream medical, mainstream medical apparatus, I guess, kind of keep yourself out of that. That would bring costs down, but still, it's expensive. So generally, if you want to persuade somebody to have a baby, you want to cover all of their medical costs in that process and give them a little something on top for the 9 months of their life that they weren't able to live in the normal way that
they would
work. So those are all persuasive means, and I support persuasion as opposed to the use of violence to change people's minds on things. So, I don't know, how do you feel about the Satanic Temple here? And not just you, Daryl, but you, the listener, on what they're up to. You can share your thoughts here with us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Not just whether or not they actually believe in Satan, but, you know, just... Their approach, the way they're handling things, is this something that, you know, should they be able to do this? I think they should. I think that if there is one religion that is going to be allowed, then all of the religions have to be allowed at a state property. Florida has this thing that every Christmas they have like a state Christmas display, and they have to allow everybody to come in, including the church, the Temple of Satan, and including the Spaghetti Monster, the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church. They have had a display.
Oh, the Pastafarian.
That's right. They've had a display in the state of Florida, Rotunda, or whatever they call it. So, you know, they have to either allow all or none. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. And, you know, to their credit, it's a nice-looking statue. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. And maybe we'll learn a little bit more about the Satanic Temple and or the Baphomet symbol in the first place. 855-453. We've got Skype, too. Skype username is lrn.fm, or you can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit strategicshelters.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you dial now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do this thing 7 nights a week, so if you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We'll do it tomorrow and the day after that. 7 to 10 Eastern, that's our live times. You can join us then and online in the meantime, of course, over at freetalklive.com. I should mention that if you would like to help out Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for $5 a month. We'll invest that into the show, getting on more radio stations all around the world and the country and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and thank you in advance for doing so. We're talking about the Satanic Temple, and there's a frequently asked questions on their website, Daryl.
I'm glad you were able to find their website, because I was not.
Their website is thesatanictemple.com. And frequently asked question number one, do you worship Satan? Seems like the obvious first question here. The answer from the Satanic Temple is that, quote, is the position of the Satanic Temple that religion can and should be divorced from superstition. As such, we do not promote a belief in a personal Satan. To embrace the name Satan is to embrace rational inquiry, removed from supernaturalism and archaic tradition-based superstitions. The Satanists, they say, should actively work to hone critical thinking and exercise reasonable agnosticism in all things. Our beliefs must be malleable to the best current scientific understandings of the material world, never the reverse.
So they should really call themselves the Church of the Militant Atheist Who Believe in Science.
Church of the Skeptic, perhaps?
No, because it doesn't sound like they're being skeptical if they believe in science, because science is not skepticism, it's believing what you see, not questioning the results. Skepticism is questioning things.
Well, no, I mean, science historically has been about questioning the results.
Right, but not modern science.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is modern science, you are not allowed to question what science says. Science says that by 2015, the sea levels are going to rise 20 feet, and if you question that, then you are a science denier.
Okay, well, there may be some people, Daryl, who come at things from that perspective of having determined what they believe the truth is and then, you know, basically shunning anything else outside of
that. If you question science, you deny science.
No, sir, that is the definition of science, is to question things. That's what science is all about. Whatever.
But that's not what advocates of quote-unquote science today are advocating.
Well, I don't think that, first of all, you're collectivizing. You are unfairly collectivizing. There are a lot of people out there who would disagree with you, who would say, yes, I'm a scientist, and yes, by definition of being a scientist means that I question things. That
okay, well,
you question, that you come up with a hypothesis.
The majority of people that I know that say that they believe in science get really upset if you question something that they are advocating.
There's no doubt that there has sort of become
this. Science is supposed to be you question and then you try to figure out ways to support your argument.
And
this is the thing, and if you question me, then you deny science.
I agree with you. That's not what science is supposed to be.
But that's what it's become.
You're again collectivizing. No, the definition of science is still this sort of robust questioning process where even when something seems to be scientifically accepted amongst most of the scientific community, there are still these people within science who understand that it's their job to continue to question. That if somebody comes up with some sort of conclusion, that the first thing they should do as a good scientist is say, let's see if we can poke holes in that.
Right.
Let's see if we can find a problem with this particular theory. And then they go and they try to poke holes because that's good science, right? That way, the more hole poking is going on, the more closer we can get to some sort of approximation of what the truth about the universe is from a scientific perspective.
Right.
So, not all science believers are religious-like science believers that you're describing, right? Where science has become a religion and there are certain scientists who are the preachers and that whatever they say is gold and, it shall not be questioned. There's no doubt that there are people like that that call themselves scientists or pro-science or whatever. But to say that that's the way it is across the board is unfair.
I didn't say every science person. I said the vast majority that I have encountered.
Okay. All right. That's fine. But science isn't dead just because you've encountered some people that have that particular viewpoint. Science is still alive and well. There's still people questioning studies and running studies to counter other studies and so on and so forth. Right? That's still happening.
A small degree. It's nowhere near as much as what it should be.
Okay. Well, then you should be a scientist then.
No.
Number two on their frequently asked questions at the Satanic Temple. And by the way, the question about do you worship Satan, I wonder if there's some really upset actual Satanists out there. Like the people that, you never hear about them. There must be people out there that actually do worship Satan. That actually have some sort of black mass that they're conducting.
There's probably like three of them.
Yeah, there probably aren't very many. But I imagine they're pretty upset about all the attention the Satanic Temple is getting when in their frequently asked questions they say they don't even worship Satan. Question number two, do you promote evil? Answer, the Satanic Temple holds to the basic premise that undue suffering is bad, and that which reduces suffering is good. We do not believe in symbolic evil. We embrace blasphemy as a legitimate expression of personal independence from counterproductive traditional norms. And I got to say that, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of tradition out there. I think a lot of it is very, very silly. But it's not a threat to me or anything like that. So it doesn't bug me too much.
I'm curious because they say that, they reject religion in their first answer, but then they say, but we believe in blasphemy, and blasphemy is going against religious doctrine. So how do you reject religion and then say that you are promoting going against their doctrines at the same time? It seems to me that they're just using words that they think sound good.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because it doesn't say right here that they reject religion. It says that religion can and should be divorced from superstition. And I'm I guess what they're saying is that those other religions are superstitious, but our satanic temple is divorced from superstition, and we are scientist types, and et cetera, et cetera. So sort of creating a religion out of science in some way, maybe?
Right, so they should be the Church of Militant Atheist Scientists.
Let's talk to Rob. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia. Rob, listening to WLNI. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I love the show. This temple has got to be full of liberals, okay? Number one, it's a satanic temple that doesn't worship Satan. Is that like, you know, the Islamic State that's not Islamic?
That's a good point.
That's crazy. And the second thing, liberals do this. The argument you had about science and modern science, quote unquote, is exactly the same thing again. It's liberals. Okay, liberals have corrupted science. You don't have anyone that you don't have any conservative political science where people try to do science by a vote.
Oh yeah, you do. There's those what? Churches that are like what are they? No, not churches, but there's particular creationism or whatever. There's these people out there that try to use science to show that the world was created by God, and they've just got some ridiculous junk science that they're pushing.
Okay, no, I'm not saying that there's not junk science on anything, but what the other host was saying was the new science, which is a political bullying thing that says if you don't believe, you can't question anything, if you don't believe the orthodoxy, it's science by consensus, which is exactly anti-scientific.
I would agree with you on that statement for sure.
But what I'm saying with that whole thing, global warming is the keystone to all that. It's like if you don't believe in our religious global warming thing, and we signed up 2,000 scientists, that's how you prove something is true, not by observation, not by the scientific method we all lived and learned in junior high. But you just line up 3,000 people and sign a paper and say, okay, well, we voted,
yeah,
and science is now this, and anybody else.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's liberal.
And I really want to believe in global warming, by the way. I really want to believe in it, but unfortunately, all the evidence shows, at least to me, that we just had the coldest damn winter on record here in New Hampshire.
Okay, so I can prove global warming in one sentence. There used to be an ice age, now there isn't.
Well, an ice age, what? You mean the one they were predicting for the future?
No, like 10,000 years ago, there was an ice age.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now there's not an ice age.
The globe
has
warmed.
The globe has warmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets colder, it gets warmer. Like, there's cycles that happen.
Right. And that predates industrial carbon fossil fuel burn.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the whole, every time the temperature goes up by any amount, it's all because man did it. That's absolute BS. But,
yeah,
you know, like, there are cycles, weather cycles, that happens. We know that happens because there used to be an ice age, and now there's not.
Rob,
but
thanks for the
reality.
Call tonight, man.
Yeah.
We are short on time. Call tomorrow if you want to chat more. We appreciate it. And I wish we could have gotten through more of this Satanic Temple's frequently asked questions here, because there's actually a question on here. Is the Satanic Temple a media stunt / hoax / trolling, etc.? You can check it out on your own volition at your leisure. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl's website, fbp.cc. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.